other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, 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 it is July 10th, 2009. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. I'm Alex Jones, your host. And we are going to be taking phones throughout the first, second, third, and fourth hour today. It is the Friday show. They re-air Saturday evenings on XM. So we'll tell you about that frequency as well coming up in the next segment. Some of the guests we have on today, Bob Chapman, will be joining us in the third hour from the International Forecaster to break down the economic developments and geopolitical developments of the last week. He joins us every Friday. Webster Griffin Tarpley, economist, political analyst, all-around great guy, always informative. He'll break down the latest Obama agendas and the global greenhouse gas takeover system that we're facing. He will be joining us coming up in the last hour of the show today. Man, I just had so many fantastic, exciting things happen in the last few days, especially a phone call I just had before I went on air. I want to say hi to the great folks out there listening. It just is a distraction at certain levels how amazing life is and how if you just take action and stand up against tyranny, the great things that happen, the wonderful people you meet, the fellow freedom fighters, the fellow lovers of truth that you run into in this life. It is just so buoying and exciting, and I just don't have words to describe it. That said, I wasn't here yesterday because I'm trying to stay focused on the film and a book I'm trying to finish both of, and I have a deadline of less than 2 months to finish both of them. And so coming up the next few weeks, there may be a few shows where I'm not here. Because I have to meet deadlines, and I've met every deadline that I've ever had, except for one. This book is already now behind schedule, so it's a second deadline now. And so you're going to hear Jason Burmes did a great job yesterday popping in occasionally in the next couple months. As I finish this book and the film, you know, the radio show is number one and is most important, but it's unscripted. It's uncrafted. It's not polished, which is good. The chaos involved in it and the freewheeling and the phone calls and the guests, and it's important. It's listened to by millions of people every single day now. But the films are evergreen and is my true passion. And that's where I can really put across what I believe and what I stand for and the information I'm covering. And so, I don't know, I'm just drawn, I'm torn. I feel like I'm going in too many directions, and the time is short. The globalists are moving on us on every front. I just appreciate all of you and all of your support. And just know this, we're not perfect, we don't have all the answers, we make mistakes. And I'm trying to mature here and live up to the challenge of the amazing responsibility I have, because I never knew. When I first got involved in this 14 years ago, that it would turn into something like it is now. I just, in my wildest dreams, I just set out to stand up against tyranny and corruption, and I am just humbled and really blasted, but blasted in a good way. And by the excitement and the support and the love and the interfacing with humanity is so amazing and so wholesome and so good. But at the same time, the death threats and the surveillance and the harassment and the lies about me, it's all like a dream. Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream, merrily, 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 merrily. Life is but a dream. We'll be right back with all the news. Stay with us.
is Alex Jones with important news. I want to warn you about a deadly storm that's fast approaching, a storm that will affect you and everybody you know. Here's the story. The current administration is committed to nationalizing healthcare, giving 40 million new people free care. Now here's the bad news. The current system will almost be immediately overwhelmed by these new demands for free services and procedures. Medicare and Medicaid are already bankrupt. Many doctors are now leaving their practices frightened by the prospect of forced procedures. All this is creating a perfect storm, which could create unimaginable shortages in the healthcare services. Folks, it's time to be prepared for the worst. Our friends at Solutions from Science have recently come up with an emergency preparedness course that reveals how you can make powerful herbal medicines in the privacy of your own home. It's called Herbal Preparations and Natural Therapies, and it's flat out the best course of its kind. I recommend you visit this important new website at MakeHerbalMedicines.com. That's MakeHerbalMedicines.com, or call toll free 877-327-0365.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Economy have you down?
Scared you might lose your job?
Worried how you will provide for your family?
Do you worry where your money will come from? You know that the economy is getting worse,
but there is hope.
Robert Beadle's new book, Here's What You Do, tells you what to do and how to do it. Even a 10-year-old can figure it out after reading this 72-page book. And the best part? This book is priced under $10. Don't be the victim. Be a victor. Go to hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net.
About your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I want to be clear about this particular subject, and I want to flesh it out and really break down the different facets to it. Because when you talk about man-made climate change, when you talk about issues of attacks on free speech, when you talk about serfdom and feudalism and animal ID and premises ID, the global federalization and corporatization of all farms and ranches, the domestication of society, it all ties together under Agenda 21, under United Nations laws and treaties that our illegitimate government, Congress, are signatories to. So I want to go over some of that today. Also want to take your phone calls, 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. We'll again have open phones throughout the radio show today on any issue, item, or news story you wish to discuss, and there are plenty of them, 1-800-259-9231. climate denial, astroturfers should stop hiding behind pseudonyms online. To stop oil, coal, and electricity companies inserting their views into the media by stealth, we need to make blog commenters accountable. Now, this is George Monbiot out of the London Guardian. Now, George Monbiot, a month ago, was a signatory with several hundred other major media columnists calling for a one-world government. He signed an open letter calling for a world government. One of the other signers wrote a story for the Financial Times of London we've talked a lot about called And Now for World Government, where it says, yes, we want an authoritarian world government run by private banks that you will pay all your carbon taxes to, that will chronicle and categorize everything you do and how you live your life. Now, we simultaneously are seeing news articles here in the United States and bills introduced and the major media beating the drum to license bloggers, license you so that you're allowed to have your free speech. And so the government, the establishment says you're certified information. And they want to pass lobbying laws where you can't come out and criticize a bill or a piece of legislation. But then the big banks, the big oil companies, by the way, they're all supporting the global carbon tax. They can run around and push all the propaganda they want all day, but that if you speak out against them on your blog or your MySpace or anywhere else, you're not allowed to. And they're actually proposing this. They're not just introducing cyberbullying acts and hate crime acts, one of them that's passed the House, that say that if you influence somebody to go out and do something illegal, that you're going to be held accountable. And we've got Obama running around saying, we're going to arrest people for crimes they might commit in the future with no evidence and indefinitely hold them. This is all tyranny on steroids. And every time I get up on air and I explain that the sun is causing the earth to warm, and now that the sun has cooled off, is not putting out as much radiation, it's causing the earth to cool. Every time I go on the air and play video, when we're simulcasting at PrisonPlanet.tv, of the composite satellite images from the 1970s till now, during the spring and summer, the ice cap gets smaller on the north and south, the Arctic and the Antarctic. And during the winter, it gets bigger. But the media every year only shows you the spring and summer and says, look, it's all disappearing, it's all melting right now, in a parlor trick, in a scam, in a fraud. And every time I do that, I get scores of emails and people commenting all over Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and all over YouTube and everywhere else. And I'm not even looking for this stuff, and I see it everywhere, saying Alex Jones works for oil companies. Alex Jones is lying. He's paid to lie. I mean, it's a fact that the ice caps expand by 33% on average and contract by 33%. During the summer, they get smaller. During the winter, they get bigger. It's a fact that polar bear numbers are up. It's a fact they swim out to the ice floes and hunt beluga whale and seal. It's a fact they're not dying. It's a fact they're not drowning because all the ice melted. The ice didn't melt. It's one of the biggest expansions in record last winter. And now it's contracting. And they show that on the news. They show it contracting and show you a few months of it contracting and know they're lying. And when I had David DeRothschild on a few years ago, he's in Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. He said, you work for an oil company. You're being paid by the oil companies. You own oil. I started laughing at him, and he went, no, you do. You do, don't you? When the Rothschilds are some of the biggest holders of private land and oil company stocks in the world on record. and the oil companies have all got behind man-made global warming and global tax. They're all behind it. Ladies and gentlemen, I have so much evidence, I don't know where to start. I told you that last week I was in a Barnes & Noble's, and I had this idea as I was walking past a magazine rack. I said, I'm going to close my eyes, walk up to that magazine rack, and I'm going to reach into the rack and grab two magazines. And then I'm going to read those magazines, and I'm going to cover the propaganda in them. And I pulled a woman's magazine, and I left that at home. I didn't get through that one. There was so much propaganda, I couldn't even get through one of them. And I pulled The Atlantic. Atlantic Monthly. And I pulled The Atlantic. And then I sat down that night and tried to read it. And ladies and gentlemen, half of the advertisers, every other page, is a full-page ad by oil companies saying global warming's real, we need a global tax. Now, here is Mr. Monbiot, George Monbiot, saying that the oil companies are secretly funding bloggers and scientists that don't believe in man-made global warming and that we need to have our free speech banned. He also, again, writes articles calling for dictatorial world government. And it's all the same, all these writers, it's a carbon copy. And then openly, I walk up and randomly grab two magazines and the woman's magazine. Forget the name. What is it? Look or Self or something. I started looking, and the first few pages were drug ads and Prozac-type drug ads and your husband's bad ads and you don't need marriage anymore, divorce is good. And I didn't footnote that one. I footnoted the Atlantic. July, August 2009 issue, and this one says marriage isn't good. This has an article titled Getting Over Marriage. Let me get the exact headline. I don't see it here. It's near the end. I've got it footnoted. The point is, when we go live at prisonplanet.tv later, I'm going to show you the actual Atlantic Monthly article, but there's a whole other area of this. We're literally submerged. We're drowning. We're being held under propaganda. You look at Times Square, New York City, with the flashing telescreens and the blurbs and being bombarded by media everywhere. We've all got our Apple iPhones bombarding us with news and information and government propaganda. There's radio, TV everywhere. We're losing our humanity. And something like The Atlantic or The Economist is targeting the middle class, the supposed upper crust, the upper middle class. And when you read one of these, it's just total propaganda, total dehumanization. And this is what I randomly grabbed off the shelf. There were hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of magazines, hundreds of them. And you can grab anything, but when you grab something that intelligentsia read, it's just all propaganda in your face. But when you read kind of the general public magazines, it's all about distractions, diversions, not caring about your neighbor, just being blissfully unaware. And when you watch the teleprompter reading InfoBabe, it's all giggling and laughing and everything's happy. It's all meant to soothe you. And they'll talk about some horrible tyranny like it's a good thing, but then they'll talk about somebody who's for liberty and freedom and occasionally frown about them, and it's all about body language. Ladies and gentlemen, if you take away anything from this radio show, it's this. You're being bombarded constantly with an agenda of enslavement and dehumanization and death. I mean, the two magazines I grabbed off the shelf randomly. I'm 10 feet away. I close my eyes. I walk up, hands out. Grab two magazines, open them. Some lady's looking at me like I'm a lunatic. But I wanted to just randomly test enemy operations. And it hit me and hit me hard. It blew me over. It's everything. Just total devastation. And now they want to ban our free speech so we can just, you know, try to fend off their attacks. These bastards are so criminal and so cold-blooded. Mombiot knows exactly what he's doing.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more. All at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
Good day. Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. July 9th, 2009. Gold opened this morning at 9:15:40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $9.41.87, $4.70.93 for a half ounce, or $2.35.47 for a quarter ounce. That's $9.41.87, $4.70.93, and $2.35.47.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes to service the debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the physician's desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Chews for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchews.com.
Everywhere, hitting you from every angle. And all I do is study this and study history and study the enemy's own manuals, their own public documents. And I am an expert on the New World Order and a general knowledge of their operations. And it is hard for me, totally dedicated to this, to even be able to grasp all the things they're doing. Because it's like a hive of locusts. that just operate as like a hive colony of corrupt, lying insects that have all these instincts of evil and deception and duplicity. I mean, the oil companies are openly financing the global carbon tax move because they're owned by the big central banks. But then they put out the hoax that oil companies are financing anti-global warming news, and then openly, this isn't the only magazine I've seen, Time Magazine, Newsweek, all of you have seen it. If you're at the dentist office or a beauty salon today, or anywhere, pick up a news magazine. It's all global carbon tax and how great it is and how great global government is. And then I'm called a kook and people say it doesn't exist when I play the Pope calling for a world government or I play Al Gore calling for it. They can call for it everywhere and then they have newspapers call up and ask me if I'm crazy if it exists, thinking it exists. I mean, it's just crazy mind games, folks. And almost all of these newspaper reporters, people like Mambia, lives in London, drinks sodium fluoride every day, probably shoots his kids up with vaccines full of mercury. I see Bill Clinton on TV all the time looking like he's about to die drinking Diet Coke full of aspartame. These people are all eating their own poison. I don't know. You're a bunch of lunatics, man. I mean, you know, you're crazy like a fox. You are in control. You are a pack of liars and deceivers. People trying to destroy our freedom of speech. In fact, print me that article, guys. I forgot to do it this morning. I don't want to just source anything without actually having it for people because folks are lazy and they won't believe it. Will you guys print me up? Will you guys print me up the headline? Journalist, prominent journalist sign letter calling for world government. And just add Mambiyat in. I want to get the exact headline. I think it was Times of London or something, but that was like a month ago. Do you understand Mambiyat writes articles saying there is no world government, only kooks and crazies believe in it. And then he openly writes articles calling for world government. I mean, this is a religion of disdain, a religion of practicing mental illness on the public. That's why they claim they killed Khalid Sheikh Mohammed more than 12 or 13 times. Steve Watson's done stories counting it up. And they would say they killed him 2 months before and then say, oh, we killed him again. And then never retract the last time they killed him. And they did that with Chemical Ali and Saddam's sons and a bunch of, and they do it on purpose. They practice lying, having it openly be a lie. It's like Obama saying he's fighting against loopholes for the bankers to getting stimulus money and brokerage firms. And then it turns out he signed the executive order and ordered Senator Dodd to put it on as a rider on the stimulus package. And then they blamed Dodd and tried to hang out their own minion. And Dodd turned against him and said, you told me to do that. And you signed the executive order. I mean, just levels of deceit I've never seen. And they'll even burn their own people for no reason that even serve them. It's why would any of you, even psychos, want to serve people like this who want to kill everybody? Even if you're a psycho, you're not getting a place at the table, dummy. But you just are so enamored with the evil and the destructiveness and the mass killing like a moth, like a demonic interdimensional hellraiser insect that is flying towards the vortex of death, a black flame, black sunshine, just flying into the mouth of this hell force. I don't understand. It's just insane. Until you realize it's a tidal force of evil. It's just a self-destructive, turn the chessboard over, crap in your own nest. Why do people do the things they do? I realize that society is imploding. It's falling apart everywhere. And I never had some high view of myself as some strong person or smart person or decent person or wholesome person, but I guess I really am. I see, I recognize all the evil in myself, all the greed, all the pettiness, and I don't like it. But I guess that's what it is to be good, though. See, I've always felt guilty and bad, but see, I guess that's what it is to be good. Most of these people don't even feel any of it. They don't even recognize good and evil. It's a fun game for Mambiyat to call for banning free speech, and you bastard. I'm going to come back, take your calls, but next hour I'm getting into all of this, and I got a ton of other news. I'm wound up.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times here are these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that if you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
This is it. We're in the hands of people very similar to the Soviets, the communist Chinese, the Nazis.
There must be some kind of way out of here.
The Romans in the 300s during the very serious final decline.
I can't get no relief.
The Byzantines couldn't even imagine the things this corrupt elite do. The horrors meted out in Constantinople to terrorize the public into submission. Can't even hold a candle to the sun, the blazing evil that we now face.
No reason to get excited. The baby kind is cold. There are many here among us.
We are the same as those men and women thousands of years ago.
But you and I,
we are the same. But now there's technology and an accelerating society. And you add that to the crisis of conscience, you have a recipe for explosive disaster. nuclear weapons, bioweapons, billions of people, massive compact cities completely dependent. On shrinking rural societies. The elite wanted to take over society. They wanted to play God, the scientific dictators. So they devastated the family. They devastated the very anchors of civilization, openly in their textbooks, bragging about what they were setting up. And now... now look at what they've wrought. Look at what they've created. Look at what their hands have created in the potter's wheel. It is certainly nightmarish. All right, I said I'm going to take your phone calls. I'm going to do it right now, and then I'm going to go over all this coming up later. We're going to go live at PrisonPlanet.tv next hour. Then Bob Chapman comes on after that. Then Webster Tarpley today on this Friday edition. But climate denial should stop hiding behind pseudonyms online. And he wants global government listing of what is certified news and what isn't. G8 set new goals for global warming targets. BBC, I want to go over that as well. Newark mayor encourages snitches to turn in gun owners. Burmese did a great job breaking this down yesterday, but I want to get more into it next hour. U.S. consumers fall behind on loans at record pace. California's collapsing, all by design, right into the hands of the bankers. We're not just saying this now. We predicted it all to a T because we know the globalist game plan. They've practiced it in the third world arenas for a long time. We know their designs. We have their playbooks. More news coming out about black sites in Europe and Central Asia and the Middle East, where they torture men, women, and children to death in many cases. We'll go over that. Also, the Washington Business Journal reports economists, FDIC, gearing up for bank closures. Also, I've got a Council on Foreign Relations press release I want to get to later. They're bragging that Jeb Bush is heading up the Council on Foreign Relations Committee that directly then gives marching orders. I mean, their own press release admits this, to Barack Obama. So they're formulating the new swindle, the new way to package their lie, to try to pass total, complete amnesty. So we can read, just like the CFR put out new talking points 6 months ago, publicly saying we're not going to call it global warming. People know it's cooling. We're not even going to call it climate change. We're going to call it our deteriorating atmosphere, that we're losing our atmosphere. Suddenly the children's books, Time Magazine for kids, Newsweek for kids, all the major news, it's deteriorating atmosphere, that the planet's off-gassing. We're losing our atmosphere. Carbon dioxide's eating holes in it. Total crap. Doesn't matter. By the way, when I get into the Atlantic Monthly, guess what I found in here? I flipped towards the back, and they have a terraforming article, just like the Wall Street Journal's article a few weeks ago, openly saying they want to manipulate and engineer the weather. This one is images from the ground up of a red sky, a atmosphere dying, with giant blimps spraying chemtrails out, saving the earth. I mean, it's just everywhere. I mean, I go randomly and grab two magazines off of newsstand, and one of them is telling women, be decadent, you should all be princesses, with people feeding you grapes and rubbing your feet all day, and men are scum, and you want to go out and be a whore, and families aren't good. And the other one is, we're going to chemtrail you because we love you. And by the way, we need to put taxes on all of you to save the earth. I mean, it's just, I marvel. I do. I mean, I marvel that the bankers bamboozle everybody through this fraud of controlling the money supply out of nothing, and they can buy endless crooks and swindlers and liars that will sell their race out for fake status while they themselves are being bombarded with chemicals, biologicals, and radiologicals. I mean, you bastards with one hand take fiat money, the image and the symbol of energy and people's labor that the bankers get for nothing. You will kill your mother for it, kill your children for it. You will do anything. Most people I talk to that get abortions, they say, well, I wanted a new car and I didn't want to afford a kid. So you go in there and chop, you know what, you go in there and you have the abortion. You don't want to hear about it, do you, because you've done it, because you got a conscience. It means you hadn't lost your soul yet. You go in there and you do it so you can have a car. Well, don't worry. They're going to have so many carbon taxes on you, you're not going to be able to afford a car. You're going to be on government housing, and you're not going to be allowed to have kids. That's the next phase. The elite's already bred up enough third world people in this country to use as weapons against the middle class that they're going to start culling those folks off too now. We're going into the end game here, and this ain't going to be pretty. And you know in your gut, and you know intellectually, I'm telling you the truth. We're in red level crisis. Oh my God. What have we turned? Well, what has happened to us? You know, societies always collapse from decadence and evil and corruption. Every recorded history, Roman history, Jewish history, Chinese history, Babylonian history, Persian history, Mesoamerican history, Japanese history, the Middle Ages, the Dark Ages, they always collapse from corruption. Always. Always. And that's why there's that Bible verse. You guys print that Bible verse for me. I forget the exact verse, but if they will seek my face and repent, I will heal their land. But just Bible verse, I will heal their land. It'll come up for you. Please. You guys do a great job in their Google, and they're getting to be the fastest guns in the West on that. Jaron Neihardt and Paul Hartman, heart to heart in there. You know, they try to take your soul, take your mind, take who you are. They try to program you with all their crap. And they try to teach you that nobody's for real and there is no honor and there are no heroes. You are heroes if you take care of your children, if you're a loving person, if you don't cheat and steal. You're a hero. That's a hero today. If you just keep your soul, you're a hero. If you just love your children, you're a hero. If you don't resent doing hard work and doing the dishes and washing the laundry and watering the yard and helping your neighbor jump their car, if you don't resent other people, if you don't have a bitter, selfish, jealous, demonic attitude, you're a winner. If you don't kill your young, you're a hero. Can't you even do that? And I know you can. And that's why the enemy has stepped up their programs against me everywhere. With whisper campaigns and demonization campaigns and lying and backstabbing. And it's all about destroying trust. Because they don't want you to look at me with all my problems and all my warts and all my haughtiness and arrogance. They don't want you to see me as an example, though, that you can be a leader and you can take action and you can affect change. The establishment wants to pull me down and lie and say I'm a government agent or I'm this or I'm that. It's all lies. I am real. I am as real as when you stub your toe and tear your toenail off. I'm as real as when you miss a nail with a hammer and smash your thumb off. I'm as real as when you're 13 years old and ask that girl out and you take her to the movies and your parents drop you off and you meet her and the first time you kiss her. I'm as real as a big plate of steaming enchiladas with cheese and rice and beans. I'm as real as a punch in the nose. I'm as real as the first time you get up water skiing. I'm as real as the first time you see a baby. Your baby come out of the mother's womb. And you're as real as all of that as well. The information is real. The fruits are real. The honorable last stand against tyranny is real. The fact that I can look forward in the future and guarantee they're going to kill me dead in a hammer or set me up and lock me up in a prison and beat the living hell out of me every week and break me. You know, I don't mourn the people that attack me and lie about me because they're attacking me and destroying my name. I don't mourn for me that they're doing it. I mourn that they didn't have the good parents I had, didn't have the life experiences I had, didn't ever learn about knowledge or wisdom. Not that I have much of it. My God, they have none of it. No discernment. That they'll never have higher knowledge. That they'll never discover the secrets of life. That I'm just beginning to discover. And it's like lightning. It's incredible. It's magic. And so much human potential. I feel sad for FBI agents. I feel sad for BATF agents. A dishonorable profession. A wicked job. A fake criminal system of bravado. I feel sorry for people who attack me, not even because they're government agents and have joined the evil, but because they're pettily arrogant and frustrated and jealous of my success, jealous of someone going into a fiery building trying to save people. Jealous because I'm for real, you can be for real too. Threatened by someone who's real. Threatened by someone who's honorable. Threatened by sincerity. You are in this for the wrong reason. You should have a spirit of wanting to pour yourself out in service to humanity, wanting to pour yourself out in resistance to tyranny, wanting to resist the bullies and the thugs. You should be able to image what's happening to children and women and men in bondage worldwide, the horrible suffering, the torture, the captives. The fact that the evil system revels in caging humanity, revels in enslaving humanity. Revels in degrading and revels in having the power and not being able to be resisted or ever brought to justice. All of us, myself included, but every day, because we're immersed in evil and corruption and decadence, we have to hit our knees, even if you don't believe in God or a creator and can't see the just magical creation all around you. And just the far outness of we have dreams, incredible stories while we're asleep, full of color, each one like a greater than a Hollywood production in our minds. We are surrounded by a universe and an atmosphere and oceans and life and all of the complexities and the miracles. The cup runneth over. It is just beautiful and wondrous. But the system tries to bend our will, bend our psyche, bend our soul away from all that's wholesome and good and upright. We all, even if you don't believe in God, you should believe in the human soul and the human spirit and its connection to things greater. And you should realize we're all spoiled brats, myself included. And you should know what Chronicles 7:14 says. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. All of us are in a daily battle not to be petty and small and bestial and fall into the flesh. We need to reach for the stars with everything we've got. And then the eye hath not seen, the ear hath not heard what is in store for this species. We cannot even fathom it. We cannot even imagine it. We cannot even begin to imagine what is in store for us. And I don't mean for us individually, but for our great-great-grandchildren and those to come. If we can keep the species whole, if we can stop it from being irrevocably damaged by the elite and their genetic engineering programs and their attempts to damage the species out of nihilistic bloodlust, they are with pleasure savaging the core of the species, which is the true organism itself. I am a white blood cell. I am a resistance system. I am a T lymphocyte in the body politic of humanity. I am operating in an attempt to activate other cells in the body politic to resist the cancer spreading through us at an alarming rate. Hold the breach. Replicate. Resist the tyrants.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudge since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
David in Venezuela, anonymous in Canada. I want to always say anonymous. Just say your name's Bill. That's so funny. Joseph in California, Frank in North Carolina, Vicky in Idaho. But I guess a rose by any other name is still a rose, so whatever. And I'm going to break down a bunch of news. Coming up, we're going to go live at PrisonPlanet.tv, 8 after next hour. So we'll do 2 hours and 52 minutes of the radio show today, simulcast at PrisonPlanet.tv. Speaking of PrisonPlanet.tv, I want to thank all the great members. We've tried to upgrade the site and add a lot of new features to it. It's been up for 5+ years. My book, Paul Watson's book, all of my films are super high quality. The live show every day, simulcast, PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day. I want to thank everybody that are members and encourage folks that aren't members to become members. I'd also encourage folks to visit the online video store and bookstore and TV, overall place where people can get all the T-shirts. It's a lot of great new Liberty Idea T-shirts. You know, the new T-shirt is "Don't Steal, the Government Hates Competition." Kind of took the classic bumper sticker, made it into a shirt. You can also get my film "Endgame: Blueprint for Global Enslavement." You can also get "Fabled Enemies," Jason Mermis's film, "The Obama Deception." They're all available at Infowars.com, and you also support us by doing that. And I do want to thank one of our sponsors this hour as well. That has made this hour possible. That's Home Game and the Little Orange Gorilla, Max, Little Orange Gorilla. There's links up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. The Home Game site is HomeGain.com. The site is absolutely free. They have street view where you can look at the house at street levels and make a virtual walk through the neighborhood you're interested in. The best thing I think they have is the Home Sell Maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. These folks have been around for 10 years helping home sellers and buyers. Now is no time to mess around with your largest asset. Find a quality realtor at HomeGain.com. That's HomeGain.com. So we want to thank HomeGain.com today. All right, let's go to Venezuela and talk to David. David, you're on the air.
How's it going, Alex?
Oh, it's reality's a little overwhelming. And as my discernment accelerates, I just can't imagine if I live to be 80 years old what it'll be like.
I hear you. I got two questions. One, you did an interview with Colonel Bob Bowman a couple days ago, but you interviewed him once before about a couple years ago.
Yes, I've interviewed him, I don't know, probably 10 times.
Yeah, in one of the times, I think it was a couple years ago, you were telling him about when you had predicted 9/11 in July of that year on your show and told people to call the White House, and you were telling him that you had done that, and you said to him, you told him, and then you said, that's the kind of sources I have in the Pentagon. I was just wondering what you meant by that.
Yeah, I say stuff on air, and I've gotten probably 50 emails over the years about that. Like, oh, my God, that was secret radio transmission, and I've been, you know, caught. No, I mean, I said that on air. I remember getting calls from people saying something big's coming up. We're not sure what it is. And I've said that over and over again on air. I could also see all the chatter, the way they were building up on the media, the way the feds had bombed the World Trade Center the first time in 93. And, yeah, absolutely. That's
so
what
that,
I mean by
what, I mean, people in the Pentagon told you that some they were planning something like that was coming up?
Specifically, I picked up on 9/11 being an inside job because I saw the whole preparatory buildup towards it. Hold on, I'll try to explain it to you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.